You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hello.
Okay, so we are in summer, and also every time you're on the podcast, we have to talk about snacks, obviously.
Love snacks, of course.
So my summer snack question for you is,
yes,
what popsicle flavor are you going for?
I knew as soon as you said summer snack, it was going to be a popsicle. I did. I was already thinking of
popsicles. We are thinking the same way today.
I was already thinking of popsicles, and the first one that popped into my head was a strawberry popsicle, like with the fruit inside.
Oh, like the real, yeah.
Like the real strawberry inside. Just in the summer, that's what I want. Something with fruit.
Yes. Okay, but what about like you're at the pool and your friend's mom, I mean, you're like transported back to 8 years old, and your friend's mom brings out those like flavor ices that come in the tube where there's no real fruit to be seen anywhere. What flavor are you going for those?
Red. I don't know what flavor that is, but red.
Yeah, I don't know what flavor that is either, but I'm not going red. I'm going blue.
That blue would be my second choice.
Blue or pink.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the pink. Mm-hmm. The only thing about those, did they ever like cut the sides of your mouth?
Yeah. You just got to fight through it.
It's worth it.
Yeah. Those were the best in the pool too, because then after you ate the popsicle, you would have a toy to play with in the pool. I don't know if you did that, like pretend to create like potions in the pool with the popsicle wrappers.
I never did, but the next time I go to the pool, it's going to happen.
Maybe this summer. All right. So on this episode, we are discussing Unit 10, Session 2, Saul Rescued Israel. And this is focusing on 1 Samuel chapters 11 through 13. So Suzanne, why don't you share the big idea for this session?
Yeah. So after Israel settled in the land of Canaan, they decided they wanted a king. God's people rejected God as king and instead wanted a king like the other nations around them. And so God gave the people Saul as king, but Saul was not always obedient to the Lord. So this week, we'll see that God gave Saul the power to rescue Israel from their enemies. However, he also chose to disobey God. And so our story points this week for preschool, the story point is Saul was a great warrior, but he chose to disobey God. And for kids, it is Saul was a great warrior, but chose to disobey God. So they are the same story points this week for kids and preschool. And now we will talk about our extra tips that we have for our different leader guides. And so first for preschool, for the older preschool leader guide, there is an activity called Wait For It. And so then this activity, it requires fidget toys. And there are all kinds of really great fidget toys out there for preschoolers that you can purchase online. And not just for this activity, but just in general, fidgets are a great item to have in your classroom to help children who need some sensory output. And fidget toys can also help with focus, stress, and self-regulation. So just to have some, like a little basket of those, is always really helpful, really with whatever age kids you're working with. For preschool worship, there's an activity called Guess, Count, Play. If you don't want to use toy soldiers for this activity, you could use people figures instead.
All right. Thanks, Suzanne. And for younger kids, there's an activity called All Your Heart, and leaders could add food color to the water to make it more visible as it fills up the heart. And then in older kids, there's an activity called King of Our Hearts, and rolling the thaumatrap too quickly will not provide the desired effect of seeing the crown inside the heart. And so kids may need to practice the speed of their roll to make that work properly. And then in kids worship, there is a group demo, and this demo involves mixing up brownie batter during the session. And so if you don't actually want to do that, you could just have the box of brownie batter or brownie mix as a prop and then talk through the demo. As we wrap up, let's talk about what we are excited about in this session. And I think this is a great story to show kids an example of doing the right thing, but with the wrong heart or intentions. Mm-hmm. And a lot of kids who grow up in the church will know the right answer or the right choice, but God cares about the heart and intention behind what we do. And so we really want kids to understand and know that truth. Ultimately, Saul did not trust God's timing and he broke the command of the Lord. So while it might outwardly look like a good thing to offer sacrifice, he still failed to obey God. Suzanne, what about you? What stands out to you in this session?
What stands out to me is the weight that Saul had. And waiting is so hard. We do not like to wait. I mean, not just kids, but like grownups too, right? Like we do not like to wait. And so in the story, we see how Saul's impatience led him to sin. And I think this could open up some really great conversations about waiting on God and how hard that can be sometimes, but how it's always worth it. And so maybe there's a time in your life that you can share with the kids about when you waited on God. You know, did you respond the way Saul did? Or how has God shown himself faithful to you in the waiting? Maggie and I were talking about this earlier. My husband and I, we are in the process of adopting. And so we have been waiting on God to answer our prayer. And just to share that with the kids around us has been really amazing. They've asked some really good questions about waiting and what that looks like. They've had questions about prayer and when God maybe doesn't answer our prayers when we think he should. And so just being open with what's going on in your life in an appropriate way with kids, it can be really impactful on their faith.
Suzanne, that is such, well, one, it's such an encouragement that you shared that with us, but it's also such a great reminder to be open to share what's going on in our lives and what the Lord is teaching us with the kids that we get to lead and minister to. I think that a lot of times we can get so focused on teaching the Bible and doing what's in the session, which is good and important, but sometimes we forget that our lives can also be a part of their learning and their growth. So thanks for that reminder. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.